All you sweat hogs, sit down. It's time for the SwampSwami.com sports podcast.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
What? Well, I don't understand this. And three coaching supremes are exiting stage right. Within a 24-hour news cycle, we have learned that three of the most successful football coaches of our lifetimes will no longer be coaching in their familiar habitats beginning next season, much like the very popular 1960s singing trio known as the Supremes. Football coaching legends Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, and Bill Belichick have all exited the stage within the past day. Just having one of these legendary coaching names exit this week would have been newsworthy. But having all three legends disappear from their coaching post within a matter of hours of each other, it's very hard to comprehend. So let's take a closer look at the career of each of these coaching supremes. First, Pete Carroll, and I hear a symphony from 1965. Early on Wednesday, longtime Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll was replaced as the head coach of that NFL football team. After a few glowing comments about his now former coach, the team's owner said that Pete Carroll will remain with the Seahawks as a, quote, advisor, wink, wink, next year. Said Seahawks chairman Jody Allen, Pete is the winningest coach in Seahawks history. He brought the city its first Super Bowl title and created a tremendous impact over 14 years on the field and in the community. Well, LSU fans also remember said Pete Carroll as the head coach of the 2003 USC Trojans football team. As then LSU coach Nick Saban's 13-1 LSU Tigers won the BCS title on the field by defeating Oklahoma 21-14, the Associated Press, yes, our friends at the press, later named Pete Carroll's 12-1 USC squad as its number one team after the bowl season had concluded. Now, to refresh your 2003 memories, LSU and Oklahoma were both at 12-1 coming into the BCS title game in New Orleans. USC, though, which had lost an early season road game at California, was 11-1 at the time, and they were left out of this two-team finale. Now, the Trojans would go on to beat number 4 Michigan 28-14 in the Rose Bowl game just prior to LSU's 7-point win over Oklahoma in the BCS title game later that night. More than 20 years later, LSU fans still aren't happy about this so-called co-championship, but they're going to see their Tigers play a football game finally against USC this year. The two powers are going to face off to start the 2024 football season on Sunday, September 1st in Las Vegas. Coach Pete Carroll's 2004 USC team, though, they went 14-0 and claimed an undisputed national title the following year. During his 9 seasons as coach in Los Angeles, the Southern Cal football teams won an amazing 83% of their games. But then in 2010, Pete Carroll left college football amid recruiting controversies which involved future New Orleans Saints running back Reggie Bush. The school was placed on a 2-year probation as its former leader, though, bolted California and became the new head coach of the NFL's Seattle Seahawks. Pete Carroll led Seattle to its first and only Super Bowl win back in 2013 over the Denver Broncos. The Seahawks returned to the big game again the following year in 2014, only to lose to that guy named Bill Belichick and Tom Brady's New England Patriots. In his 14 seasons as the coach of the NFL Seattle Seahawks, Pete Carroll had just 3 losing campaigns and a winning record of nearly 61%. And by the way, as he leaves, Pete Carroll is now 72 years of age. Number 2 on our Supremes list of Supreme coaches that are leaving is Nick Saban. You might remember this one, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, from 1968. Late Wednesday afternoon, the second coaching supreme to leave the coaching ranks this week was easily the biggest surprise of them all. Coach Nick Saban, also age 72 like Pete Carroll, recently led Alabama into the college football playoffs again this year. Though this season's Crimson Tide team lost to the eventual national champion Michigan, many believed that Coach Saban did some of his finest coaching this year with the 2023 Alabama football team. And incredibly, Nick Saban, in his long career, has never posted a losing season as a college football head coach. He was at Toledo, Michigan State, LSU, and finally Alabama. He won the national title at LSU in 2003, and then he won 6 more championships while the coach at Alabama. Now, those seven national championships are the most in college football history, as Nick Saban has eclipsed the Alabama longtime coaching legend, Paul Bear Bryant. Though Coach Saban left LSU in 2005 to try his hand at coaching in the NFL with the Miami Dolphins, he quickly learned that his personality was best suited to college coaching. After two lackluster seasons as an NFL head coach, Nick Saban accepted a vacant coaching position at the University of Alabama, and LSU fans have never forgiven him since. A meticulous stickler for details, Saban's college football teams have been built on tough defenses and just enough offense in order to win the games. Coach Saban's Alabama Crimson Tide football teams have won an astounding, are you ready, 88% of their regular season games between 2007 and this 2023 campaign. Nick Saban's intensity, though, has always been on display 24/7. His annual routine features a brief vacation with his wife, Terry, immediately following the conclusion of every year's college football season. And this week, Coach Saban returned back home with a big surprise announcement, which nobody saw coming. He said earlier today, quote, "The last few days have been hard, but look, it's kind of like I told the players. I was going to go in there and ask them to get 100% committed to coming back and trying to win a national championship. But I've always said that I didn't want to ride the program down." Alabama's athletic director, Greg Byrne, will now begin the quest for a new head football coach to replace a living legend. The next Bama coach will have a very difficult task. And the media, as they're prone to do, is going to create a lot of buzz about potential new head coaches. And most of it, as usual, is going to be hot air. Athletic Director of Alabama Greg Byrne said, quote, "If you don't hear it from me, don't believe it." Woo! As for Coach Nick Saban's future, ESPN likely has a blank check dangled out in front of his agent already. With ESPN and ABC's new SEC coverage beginning next season, they would savor the chance to have Nick Saban as part of their college football television programming beginning next fall. And our third Supreme? None other than Bill Belichick. And we'll celebrate him with You Can't Hurry Love from 1966. The now 71-year-old longtime head coach of the NFL's New England Patriots reached an amicable agreement today with owner Robert Kraft, and he will depart the team. Robert Kraft said earlier today, quote, "This is a move which we mutually agree that is needed at this time. What Bill accomplished, in my opinion, will never be duplicated." Indeed. With six NFL titles in the past 24 years, Coach Bill Belichick's New England Patriots have dominated the NFL for most of this 21st century. Also, having a Hall of Fame quarterback on the team, Tom Brady, didn't hurt any either. The Patriots posted a losing record in only three of those 24 years while Bill Belichick was the team's head coach. Unfortunately, this year in 2023 was by far his worst year ever. New England tied with both Arizona and Washington for the second worst record in the NFL this year at 4-13. Only Carolina was worse at a woeful 2-15. Bill Belichick hasn't shown himself to be a very warm and fuzzy individual, well, at least not to the media and the public in general. However, his job has been to assemble a winning football team every season, and he's done that. His career record proves that he's one of the most successful NFL coaches of all time. New England won nearly 70% of their games under Coach Bill Belichick beginning in the year 2000 when he took over. The team won six Super Bowls, appeared in three others. His NFL coaching records are likely to stand for a very long time. Bill Belichick and Nick Saban actually coached together for a few years in the NFL with the Cleveland Browns back in the early 1990s. Coach Saban fondly remembered his years of working together with Belichick back in Cleveland. He said, quote, "I knew exactly what to expect and what he expected from me." At age 71, Bill Belichick may wish to pursue another head coaching job in the NFL. The Los Angeles Chargers, among many other teams, are said to be interested. Like Nick Saban, the television broadcasting business may allow the coach to have a new opportunity. He could still remain part of the game, earn a nice big fat check, and not have the headaches and long hours associated with being a successful head coach in the NFL. But only Coach Belichick is going to know the answer to that question. In summary, these three Hall of Fame coaches have all earned their reward in whatever capacity, if any, they wish to choose and pursue in the upcoming future. Thanks for some terrific memories. I'm Swamp Swami.